Okay, everyone should continue to take. I want to thank the Titan family for sponsoring tonight's shir. It's a zechus refuah shleima for Eliza bat Fruma Bela, Gittel bat Rivka, and it's also in honor of Bruce and Melissa's parents. So we thank them very much for sponsoring tonight's shir of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on the Yort site of the Or HaChaim. So it's kedai maybe just to begin with a little background information. The Or HaChaim, Chaim ibn Attar, he was the son of Moshe. His father's name was, who he was named for is Chaim. One second. Make sure I got one thing correct. The dates, where is it? Chaim ibn Attar, yeah, but with 1696, in Sali, Morocco, where he was born. They had to leave for a while because of persecutions, but there's all sorts of stories that we have. He was a kadosh from the very young age, you know. You don't have to tell Or HaChaim a kadosh without that, but from a very young age, he was already very, he's precious, and the stories that they tell from him. He apparently was some sort of tailor, and one of the government officials asked him, his family had bought some very expensive types of clothing, and they asked him to sew some golden threads into the fabric. So he explained, I'm sorry, I only work each month as much as I need for Parnassa, and then once I get my quota, once I can sort myself, I don't work anymore, I sit and learn. So he refused. And when the royal family found out about that, they threw him in the lion's den. They didn't need too much of an excuse to throw a Jew in there. So it was a modern-day story of Daniel. He sat there with a Sefer Tehillim, and the hungry lions didn't touch him. And he took him out. They realized that this is a godly person, Ish Elokim. So these are the stories of him from his youth. He went to Eretz Yisrael in 1742. He was in Yerushalayim. He had his wife. He had his first wife. He didn't have any children. He took a second wife, I believe, and then had children with her. And then went to Eretz Yisrael with two of his Talmidim. He passed away a year later, 1743. He passed away in Eretz Yisrael. When he was Nifter, so the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that the Mashiach of our generation was Nifter. How do you know? So there's a certain Torah that the Mashiach, the door knows, it's somehow connected to the Sod of Netilas Yadayim. And now the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was the Mashiach of our generation, passed away, and now that secret has been passed on. So they asked him, how do you know? You know, he tore Kriya, the Baal Shem Tov for Kriya. They said, you know, it's a Baal Tashchis. He says, what do you mean Baal Tashchis? I was there. Now, they never saw each other. The Baal Shem Tov was in Poland, and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was in Morocco, and was in Eretz Yisrael. But apparently they had correspondence in Shemayim. And because of the, I'll call it the enthusiasm or the push that the Baal Shem Tov had for the Sefer of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it was reprinted twice in his own lifetime. We have this from the Talmud of the Or HaChaim, was the Chidah, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azuloy, who himself wrote Shem Gedolim, which was a biography of the great ones, and we have the information from there. But he also wrote about the Svarim. He writes that the Sefer was preprinted two times in a lifetime. The Baal Shem Tov said that the Sefer, listen to this, the Sefer of Or HaChaim HaKadosh has all the Yesodos of Chassidus. All the Yesodos of Chassidus are in that. So that's why the Chassidim, we're also Chassidim, we're learning it on a Thursday night. But the Chassidim will get together and learn. It's a very big thing. In Skver, you know, I think it's actually in this version we have here also, they have it divided up, yeah, by the days of the week. Yom Hei, they go through their Marva Sedra with Rashi and with Or HaChaim HaKadosh every week. Right, you can see guys at the Tish are still falling behind because they have like little Or HaChaims with them, and like, you know, trying to do it. But they go every week. They go through the entire parsha with the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and chaburas, as we said, you know, get together and learn this. You know, that's the thing. These modern miracles were back in the day from 19. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh was buried on Har HaZeizim. In 1948, 1967, that area was under the Jordanians, right? And there was a Maisa Shahaya where there was an Arab who was bulldozering the graves in that area, and he came to the thing, and as he was getting closer and closer to the grave, the kever of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the bulldozer started, you know, malfunctioning, it wasn't working. sort of kept on pushing, trying again and again, kept like stopping and starting, and again, and he was so determined, he drove forward, and the bulldozer tipped over and killed the Arab. Maisa Shahaya. So they left home. The grave is still standing on Hayom Hazeh. But this is some of the I found it interesting. I won't call it ironic, but I found it interesting that, again, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh was Sephardi. And the Baal Shem Tov said that the Yesodos of Chassidus, right, are contained in that. The Baba Sali said that he wouldn't look into a sefer unless it was based upon the Talmid HaBaal Shem Tov. So you almost like you have this like circle going around, right, from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh to the Baal Shem Tov back to the Baba Sali. So these are just some of these. I mean, we could talk about this forever, but we do have a Torah to learn tonight. So let's, on page 7, we're going to start with page 7. This is one of my favorite Orach Chaims. Now again, it sounds like I've gone through every single Orach Chaim. I can tell you, I just want to bet. No, but of those that I have gone through, this is one of my favorites. It's on, let me just give a little, I'll read the Pesukim. This is talking about where Bilam is giving his Nevuah, and he has a moment of clarity. Mimona Ofri Yaakov, Mispar Esrova Yisroel, Tamos Nafshi Mos Yesharim, Usi Achrisi Kamohu. Let my soul die the death of the Yesharim, of the upright, and may my end be like his. So on this, that's what the Orach Chaim is going on. Tamos nafshi mos yesharim. It could be, you know, understood as my soul shall die the death of the yesharim, right? And then Bilam's like basically giving a nevuah right now. He's saying, you know, he's gonna die like a tzaddik, like one of the yesharim, right? So Orach Chaim says that's not pshat. That's not how to understand. Many times the Orach Chaim is giving us pshat in the pasuk, and he says elu divrei atzmo. You see, it starts on the left hand side. Elu divrei atzmo. This is Bilam's own words. This is his wish. This is like what I want to happen. V'lo divrei ruach hakodesh, and this isn't the ruach hakodesh that you know about an event that's going to happen, right? So you tie it to like this. It's a tefillah. May my soul die the death of the yesharim. Not my soul's going to die the death of the yesharim. Right? It's like this is what he wants to happen. Kvar amruzal. Now the Baruch Chaim is going earlier in the whole story, trying to wing the whole back and forth. It's a very enigmatic dialogue that's going on. The Hashem says you can go, but you can't go. This is what you have to say, and you can't say. So the way that the Orach Chaim learns it, that Bilam was told that he could only see what Hashem is going to allow him, right? But he says, basically, Yochel Shlomi, Ki Kishahaya Rotz L'Daber Devarim She'ein Behem Hezek L'Yisrael. If he wanted to speak anything that wasn't going to be a damage or like harm the Klal Yisrael, right? That's all he was restricted to. But if somebody can see something that's you know, it's harmless, Hashem asher yachpoitz. Hashem lets him say whatever he wants to. So that's why the Baruch Chaim is saying this is why Bilam in the middle of his nevuah is like sticking his own personal wishes, because it's not a din nezikin. He's not harming anybody by this thing. So now the Baruch Chaim goes and wants to explain what exactly was Bilam talking about. Omri says most yesharim, the death of the yesharim, velo omer kimosam. Right, like them, Shchoyzal Yisrael, which is referring back to the Klal Yisrael. Now it's interesting. There is a hakdama of the Netziv to Chumash Bereishis. Netziv points out in his introduction what's another name for Sefer Bereishis. Do you know what it's called? Sefer Yesharim, right? The Book of the Upright. And the Netziv explains there why Avram, the Avos, were called the Yesharim was because they dealt with a bunch of criminals and crooks, and they were always took the high road, and they davened people even when Avram out to get them, and Avraham's davening for the people, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, people who are nefarious, people who tried to do terrible things to them. And nevertheless, they took the high road, so that's Yesharim. So here, most Yesharim, let me die like the Yesharim. Why is it Mosam? Let me die like them, like the Jews. The Jews are called Yesharim. Sehifli garosh l'shol inyin gadol. This Bilam, this Rasha asked for something really tremendous. He had a major request at this point. Sha'amr Chazal, Anshe Emes, the Anshe Emes are the Balei Kabbalah, She'ishtei Hadragos B'tzadikim B'shas Misosun. There are two levels. There are two levels based on Zohar of what happens when at the time when they pass away. Ha'achas, the one part of it is, Hayotze Hanefesh Min Haguf Ha'oleches Be'ein Masach Mavdil. So there's one level when the neshama leaves and there's no masach is like a curtain or a separation. There's nothing that stops them. There's no chatzitza up there. It's just a complete bonding with this amazing like type of bliss. What he calls the osher ha'elyon. This you know, how would you translate that? Heavenly bliss. V'yesh tzadikim shebitzias hanefesh lo yasigu gadrezet. But other tzaddikim who are on a little bit of a lower level, that they're still tzaddikim, right? But they don't get this. They don't get this level. This madrega. V'nimnoim mileches tekef miyad. They don't go to that, you know, chamber right away. Umis akvin adzmanma. They have to wait a little bit of time. Imihiulahem eze chatoyim chadoyim. They have some sort of, you know, few sins or something like that. Va'afidu chet kol shehu yisoyu hadover. Even the smallest little thing could be ma'akev. So that's why what Bilam says, he wants to die like them. He wants, his Yor's request is, I want to die like the Jews who I might have some delays. I don't want that. Was that Bachar Bilam? That's why I chose Lishol Geder Ha'Elyon. That's why he asked specifically for the Yesharim, right? I mean, Yashar, now when you're getting directions in Israel, Yashar means when you go direct in, easy pass, right? You know, VIP seat, right? You know, you can cut the line, right? You get in.
The most crooked man in history is asking to be straight.
Yeah. The most crooked man, the most maneuver, the one who does the most mushkis, the one who does the most repulsive, disgusting things in the world, says, you know, like, put me front row. Right, like let me. Right, this is a kol shehu. Even a small smell. The fact you slept with your donkey, forget about it. Right. That. So Arachaim says he asks. He's making a big request over here. Right. It's a big request. Shenavshu b'shas misa tia kemisas osim shaholchim b'yosher esponov yizbarach be'ein se masach be'ein ma'akev. He wants to go directly in. Okay. So this, the first part of this now. That's the Arachaim Hakadosh is telling us. This is Bilam's request. And you see, you know, from the whole story, how haughty and conceited, how just out of touch with reality he really is. He's asking for this tremendous thing after leading such a corrupt life. But then he pivots a little bit. And then the Orach Chaim says, maybe this actually is a nevuah. Right? The first Mahalchus is not Ruach HaKodesh, this is his own thing. He says, no. The Odef Shar, another, like this is the Dark of HaKodesh, he'll give many pshatim in one pasuk. Another way of understanding, Shadar Gam Bezeh B'Ruach HaKodesh Nemru. That maybe talk of these were real prophecy. V'Hakavon Abazhem, he Tamos Nafsho Moves B'Yad Yesharim. Let the Yesharim kill him. Let the righteous ones be the ones who do that. Shia harguhu kamo shekain hayl, which is actually what happens. You know, later on in Perek Lamed Aleph, when he gets killed, he had to collect his reward for the people who died. Okay, but you see, so this now according to this pshat, it's not saying, you know, may I die by them, but he's asking that I'll die through the upright. Not that I want to die the death of them. I want the Yesharim ones to kill me, because apparently that's like a milah. To be killed by this would be a tikkun or something to help him out. Okay, that's the second pshat, he says. And then a third one. Od yirtzeh shebehegio liyoyim hamisa yetiv drachov v'masav haroyim v'tov osav. Bilam says that when he gets to that Yom Hamisa, when he's going to you know, get rid of all these toevos that he does. Kirosh Shiba Umos Haya, he was the most disgusting, like Josh said, he's the most disgusting people of all the Umos Ha'olam, right? Va'asono Shahaya lo Sokenes Kim'ayim Razal Togidalov. And this donkey, who was his companion, the Chazal tells by the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So one pshat, it's like a double Togidalov can mean either that the fact that he did this that speaks about him, right? Togidalov tells us about what kind of person he was, or the other pshat is that the donkey told itself. The donkey spoke out. I'm the one who you've been having relations with, right? I'm sorry, back a line. Togidalov. Ella shenis ave shibashas misa. But you know what he wanted at the time of his misa? Yoshu v'ye yosher ki yesharim shiba umos. He wanted to be like the yesharim of the umos ha'olam. Meaning, not a Jew, but he wanted to be like you know, one of the tzaddiki umos ha'olam. So now the interesting is, why is he asking for this bashas misa? If you're really sincere about becoming a good person, an erlich goy, so then do it now. I mean, Manashach, if you're not really serious about it, so what do you care, like, you know, split second before you die? You're not interested.
So the age-old sleeping, what you created here,
yeah.
You can't resist it. So let it be that I die that way. Willem can't hold himself.
Okay, I hear. So the Archaim is going to say something. This is the point that I really wanted to bring out in the shir. This is why Bilam only wants like a split second before he dies. Lefi she'amar al mizgo, he knew who he was. He knew his character traits. He knew his personality. He knew who he really was. Vehine, behold, hura b'tachlis hara. He's the epitome of he's mushchas. He's a disgusting, repulsive human being. And he knows that. He doesn't have any denial. He thinks he's like, a righteous person. V'nim mimeno asos yosher. It was held back for him. It's unfeasible for him to act with yashrus for any real period of time. So that's why, let me ask for something realistically. If I can't do tshuva and stay that way, but I can do tshuva for 30 seconds. Shibishas dichducha shomavis ye yosher. At the time when he feels crushed with death, then I'll become yosher. Uchiyotze bezeh, and then it's almost like a personal anecdote that the Or Chaim adds on. Kiyotra, similarly, finally, Ra'isi Rishoyim, I've seen wicked people, Sha'omru li befeir, who have said to me explicitly, says the Or Chaim, Ki'im ha'yodim shi'achshu b'tshuva v'taketh yamusu, if they knew that they could do tshuva and they would die immediately after, ha'yosim, they would do it. Now again, this sounds a little biographical. The Or Chaim is saying, I know people who tell me this. I know Rishoyim would say, if I could do this with that. Ella, what? Why don't they do it? Shi'yodim she'enim yoichim la'amu b'tshuva z'man aruch. That they know they won't be able to sustain the tshuva for such a long time period. Kidvar melech aleihem, because the dvar melech, Hashem's word is on them, right? It compels them, they can't do it, right? Melech zokinu kasil, so maybe melech can be not only Hashem, but it mean the melech, like the Yitzhahara, like in Koheles, Rachman al-Islam, they're so meshubit of the taivis, they can't do this. V'lo shal ha-rasha shiyamas kemisa satzadikim shibi Yisrael, this disgusting person, Bilam, wanted to be on such a high level, he didn't ask to be on the level of the Jews, ki humin ha-nimna shiyagi ha-sagazu, because it's impossible for him that, even for a moment. I mean, he only asked just to die a misa like the righteous of the Umas ha-olam, but like a yid, that was like beyond even ha-sagaz. I mean, even though he wanted so much and such a big thing, that already stopped that. So I was thinking, why this there's a powerful mussar to pull from this request, the Or Chaim's understanding of what Gaon is saying. Many times in life we want to do the good thing, we know the right thing, deep down we know the right path to take, but we just feel I can't. It's not sustainable. I wish I could. I wish I could. I won't do a show of hands, but I haven't even tried to start learning a daf yomi. I wish I could. It's unsustainable. But on any hagatova, whether it's surah merah to stop doing things, like what Mark Twain said, the easiest thing in the world is to quit smoking. I've done it hundreds of times. Right? You quit smoking hundreds of times. Or it's to try a daf yomi, or to try a new seder, to try davening with a minyan, whatever person's holding at it. But there's Bilam Harasha who says, I can't do it. And I think we have to combat that in our own, the own little Yetzirah, the own little Amalek inside of us, connection between Amalek and Balak, okay, not for now. But the takeaway from this piece for tonight is the idea is to not to be a jellyfish, not to feel like I can't do it. We can't do it. We can't, we sell ourselves short. We feel like, oh, I can't do it. I know somebody who, Maisa Shahaya, I heard this from a friend Waxman, that it was during an Elul Zman, and he knew that in his ride into the city, he'd have to look at inappropriate billboards. It's Elul Zman, I can't. So he told him, just for one day, I'm not going to do it. He took whatever other route it was, I don't remember the details, but he drove a different way, out of the way, maybe even there's more of a toll, but he said, I did it. There was a problem. There was a nisoyim of shmir seinayim, and I did it. And then he did. I did one day. He did it for a second day. And he did it. He did it. Come out the entire month. And he thought. He thought what he thought was impossible. We don't realize the kochos that we have inside of us, but we get nervous because all we see is just this huge unsurmountable goal. So the Gemara tells us in Sukkah that the rishoyim and the tzaddikim will cry when the yitzhar is shechted. The Rishon went to cry because it looked like a puny little hair, right? In the Gemara, that's whenever they want to give a measurement, the smallest possible thing that you can actually measure within those subatomic particles, they talk about one hair. Chut HaSayra, one little piece of hair. That was it. I couldn't tell him to cry. And then the Tzaddikim were going to look at the mountain. How was I able to accomplish all that? I was able to accomplish that because I did one little thing at a time. So, powerful message from the Or HaChaim on the Zyort side. It's a big Zuchus. I want to thank again the Titans for sponsoring tonight's shiur. And wish everybody good Shabbos. We're going to head down to the Vort. If anybody needs a ride, you can let me know. We'll all look.